Hello, I'm Dr. Judith Crocker Billingsley, and welcome to Dr. Judy, the People's Advocate. Today on the program, we will celebrate fathers during Father's Day weekend as we talk to Dr. Benjamin Downs, who is the Vice President and Co-Founder of Restoring Balance to Life, Parenting, Time, and Intervention Services for Individuals, Couples, and Families. The Huffington Post reports that only 20% of American households consist of married couples with children. Fill in the gaps or family structures of all kinds, with dad stepping up to the plate and taking on a variety of roles. When fathers are engaged, fathers can really make a difference. The father may be classically married. He may be single. He may be divorced. He may be widowed, gay, straight, adopted. He may even be a stepfather or a stay-at-home dad or the primary family provider. What is important is that father, dad is involved. Today on Dr. Judy, the People's Advocate, my guest, Dr. Benjamin Downs, and I will discuss some of the new and emerging findings that provide deepening insight into the complex phenomenon of fatherhood and the rights of divorced parents. Dr. Benjamin Downs, as we said earlier, is the Vice President and Co-Founder of Restoring Balance to Life, Parenting, Time, and Intervention Services for Couples, Individuals, and Families. With a Master's of Social Work degree and a doctorate degree in education from Clark Atlanta University, Dr. Downs is a social work educator and a social work practitioner who is committed to educating fathers about their roles as parents, rights, and resources. Dr. Benjamin Downs, thank you so much for being my guest today on Dr. Judy, the People's Advocate on WCLK 91.9.
How you doing, Judy?
How are you?
I'm fine.
Dr. Downs, tell us just a little bit more about who you are and about your interest in fathers and fatherhood.
Well, I'm a father myself. I have two daughters. They are 11 and 13 years of age. I also have a son, two sons, 25 and 31 years old. So I've been in the fatherhood game for quite a while now. I'm also a school social worker with Fulton County Schools. And I've been working with fatherhood, assisting fathers and mothers, custodial and non-custodial parents with working out visitation issues for the past 20 years.
Right. Two of the objectives, Dr. Downs, for restoring balance to life are, number one, the commitment to engaging fathers, and number two, improving school-based father involvement. How did your organization begin, and what were some of the catalysts that prompted the creation of this organization?
I was introduced to the fatherhood program by Dr. Gary White, who was one of my business partners.
Right.
Dr. White previously was a director of the Access and Visitation Program with Families First. He's now a professor at Clark Atlanta University. So I contracted with Families First for a period of about 10 years as a case manager assisting non-custodial parents, primarily fathers, throughout the state of Georgia. From that, Dr. White and Dr. Banks and I, Dr. Banks is a professor at the University of Georgia, where he works with the University of Georgia.
Okay.
And we all decided to start our own organization. And we actually wrote some grants and got contracts in various areas of the state of Georgia to provide access and visitation services. We provide services in Columbus, Georgia, Macon, Augusta, and the Savannah areas.
So, Dr. Downs, when we were preparing for this interview today, my research indicates that children of involved fathers are more likely to demonstrate more cognitive competence on standardized intellectual assessments, and these children tend to have higher IQs. As a social work practitioner, tell us, what does this actually mean?
Well, it means that we need to have more and more fathers to actually engage in the lives of their children. Fathers need to actively participate in the academics of their children. They need to be in the schools. They need to be speaking with the teachers. They need to be involved. When fathers are involved, then we see greater academic achievement from children. We see decreased behavioral issues.
Okay.
And children just fare overall better socially. It's good to have a good parent, but it's even better to have two good parents that are positively involved with children.
Now, according to the National Center for Education Statistics, children of involved fathers, Dr. Downs, are more likely to enjoy school. These children have a positive attitude towards school, and these children tend to participate in extracurricular activities, and these children graduate. Dr. Downs, support this statement, because as you said earlier, you are a school social worker.
Well, I can tell you that many times when children have both parents involved, particularly when they have their father involved, there's an extra added level of support. There's an extra added level of I want to do this because my father is involved. Children like to make their parents happy. Children like for their parents to feel proud. So when you have that father that's there, it adds that extra layer of support. Fathers are educated as well. Fathers know the value of education. And then even those fathers who may have found themselves, maybe they didn't get as much education, they know that they want their children to do better. So fathers really are pulling for their children. They just need the opportunity to be involved in the lives of their children. And many fathers have a tendency to feel that they can't come to the school.
Oh, wow.
I don't have the custodial rights and et cetera, but fathers are just as welcome. If your name is on the birth certificate, you can come to the school and be engaged in the process, as long as there's no documentation, legal documentation that says a father cannot be involved. He's more than welcome to come to the school as well. In the school, we want to see parents involved.
So what have you seen in terms of the behaviors in the school as a school social worker for those children whose fathers are not involved?
Well, when I first got started with Fulton County Schools, we had a program at one of the schools that I worked at, and there was a program, and we had several of our more at-risk students. We were working with them in a particular program, and when we asked those young men to stand up if their fathers were not in the household with them, more than 75% of those young men stood up. And those same young men were engaging in behaviors that were not conducive to their academic well-being.
Wow. In 2014, a Dr. Gail Gross published in the Huffington Post that girls will look for men who hold the pattern of good old dad. Girls look for men who are kind, someone who's kind, loving, and gentle. Now, boys, on the other hand, tend to model themselves after their fathers as well. If a dad is abusive, controlling, and dominating, those with these patterns that their sons will tend to emulate and imitate. So, Dr. Downs, how does restoring balance to life assist fathers in influencing their children's relationships?
Well, in our parenting seminars, we talk with fathers about being role models.
Okay.
We talk with fathers about even if they're no longer with the mother of their child, that when they date, one, they should not bring every woman that they're dating around their children. Because what that does is if a father has several people that he is dating, he's teaching that pattern. That it's okay to his son, and he's also teaching that pattern that it's okay to his daughter. So as these children, then as they grow up and begin to engage in relationships themselves, they don't know how to have appropriate relationships. A young lady may find herself engaged in a relationship with a man or a young man who has several girlfriends, and she puts up with that because that's what she saw her father doing.
Oh, wow.
On the other hand, that same young man, he may feel it's all right to have several girlfriends and treat women in a way that's not respectful. So it can be learned behavior either way. So we as men, as fathers, we want to model the type of man we want our daughters to date and to marry, And at the same time, we also want to model the type of man that we want our young sons to be.
In a 2002 study that examined the effects of fatherhood involvement, it found that children of involved fathers are more likely to have higher levels of economic and educational achievement. They have higher numbers of career successes, occupational competencies, better educational outcomes, higher educational attainment, and psychological well-being. Dr. Downs, help us to understand the correlation, if there is one, a correlation between the involvement of fathers and psychological well-being. And tell us, in your opinion, as a practitioner, what is psychological well-being for a child?
Well, you said a mouthful. Let's first of all look at the role of the man in terms of providing for the child. Now, I can see how that can work two ways.
Okay.
Let's say scenario one, scenario A, let's say a father who does not have all the economic means, a father who perhaps does not have all the social support, a father who is perhaps struggling to provide financially. Nevertheless, he provides the time,
right,
the attention, and the nurturing to his child. Now, that father's child will very well appreciate all those things that his or her father did for him.
Mm-hmm.
However, he may say, well, I want to aspire to do better than my dad financially. And I think all parents want their children to aspire to do better than what they are doing. But on the other hand, a father who has everything together, he has a good means of providing for his child. He has a good place to stay. He mm-hmm. has education, job, et cetera, good social skills. He's also providing a role model as well. You know, so his child, oftentimes in communities, children don't value education because they don't see the utility of an education. But when you have a father who's educated, and when I say educated, you don't have to have a doctorate, you don't have to have a bachelor's,
right,
but just educated to the extent that you can be successful in your environment. When a child sees a man being successful in his environment, then that child knows that he or she can also be successful in their environment. And if that's an environment that is a more risky environment, then that child knows, well, I have the capacity to make it here, and if I can make it here, mm-hmm. I can make it out of here as well.
Excellent points. If you have just tuned into Dr. Judy, the People's Advocate, here on WCLK 91.9 or WCLK.com, my guest today is a social work educator and practitioner, Dr. Benjamin Downs, and we are discussing fatherhood and the rights of fathers, to include divorced fathers. Now, Dr. Downs, according to divorced fathers' rights, Georgia has clearly defined the rights of fathers, has established laws which covers paternity, custody, and child support. Why should single fathers establish paternity test of his children before paying child support?
Well, if you're a single father and a woman alleges that she's about to have a child for you, you want to be just as sure as she is sure before you put your name on any paperwork that will lock you into paying child support.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be sure that this is your child. Every father that's in court and who has the opportunity to take a DNA test should do so. You need to make sure that is your child, because about 30% of those tests come back negative. I'm in a situation now where a young man failed to take his DNA test.
Okay.
He did not show up for court. And now he wants to have access to the child. He wants to legitimate the child so that he can establish his legal rights. But we're still not sure if that's actually his child. So he has to go back and take a paternity test, a DNA test, if you would, before he legitimates the child. Because once you legitimate, it's harder to get out of it than it is to get into it. So you want to definitely make sure that, yes, this is my child. But once you assure that that's your child, you want to go ahead and provide for that child financially mm-hmm. and emotionally as well. which requires one to establish paternity and then file a petition for legitimation, because in the state of Georgia, if you're not the legitimated father, if you unwed and not legitimated, then you don't have any rights to the child, to visit with the child.
So what happens if you have a situation where a person or a father who thought that that child was his and he had been paying child support, let's say for 5, 6, 7 years, is that father entitled to a refund?
Well, that father was entitled to a DNA test at the beginning of the process, and he may have said to the court, he may have acknowledged paternity, and if he acknowledged paternity, he did that of his own free will. Now, there are some fathers whose paternity is established by default because they were notified of a court process and they failed to show in court. So they paternity is established by default, so they have to pay. Now, if it comes to find that later that this is not their child, well, one, they would need a DNA test to do that. And two, they would need to go back to court to terminate the child support order.
What should fathers know about seeking custody of their children?
Fathers have the right to ask for custody. It has been my experience that most fathers do not get primary custody. It's not impossible, but when you're an unwed father, oftentimes you may not get primary custody. But you can request, you can go to court, and in your petition for legitimation, you can ask for joint custody. You can ask for primary custody. That's going to be up to the judge, but you can ask for joint custody, and you can ask for visitation rights. And you can, in your visitation rights, you are typically get every other weekend, every other holiday, and at least 2 weeks during the summer. That's a standard visitation schedule called Exhibit A. However, you can ask for more. And the better your relationship is with the mother of your child, typically the more visitation you'll be, she will agree to. Now, the judge can give you more, but, you know, you can have a judge in control of the situation, or you can have a positive relationship with the mother of your child as much as possible. And when you have positive relationships, both parents are working towards the best interest of the child. And it is in the best interest of the child to have access to both parents on a regular, consistent basis.
Which brings up my next concern, Dr. Downs. When a child is in the custody of their fathers, what roles do fathers have regarding their children's education, their religious upbringing, and their children's lifestyles?
Well, if the father is the primary custodian, he has all the rights and responsibilities that the mother had. You know, both parents are responsible. So, but if I'm the primary, custodian, then in the event that the mother and I are not in agreement, because I am the primary custodian, I'm the tiebreaker. So I get to make that decision. But it also works the other way around in the event the mother were the primary custodian as well.
How does your organization, Dr. Downs, Restoring Balance to Life, assist fathers who have navigated through these systems within the court to deal with child support issues so they can have a healthy balance in their children's life?
Most of our clients are actually referred to us by child support. The child support agencies in Macon, Augusta, Columbus, Savannah, and surrounding areas, their clients typically will come into the office and request assistance, and those child support agencies give them our numbers, and they call them. What we do is we have a parenting seminar, and in the parenting seminar, we go over co-parenting. We go over communicating with the parent, with the other parent. We educate the fathers as to how to navigate the child support system, and when I say navigate the child support system, how to best get along with the case manager. We encourage them to make consistent monthly payments. If they cannot make the payment, to communicate that with the case manager of their of their particular case. You want them to have a professional business relationship with the child support agency, because that's the entity that they will be dealing with perhaps for the next 18 years or so. So we want them to be educated as to how to deal with it and how to do things appropriately and in a business-like fashion.
So since father's rights in Georgia are secured by law, Dr. Downs, does a father really need an attorney to execute their rights?
That's a contextual question. Depending on his particular situation, some fathers may need attorneys, but it's been my experience when the gentlemen come to us, we are able to assist them. And most of the fathers that come to us don't need attorneys.
Okay. Okay. Now, let's talk about effective stepfathers. What makes an effective stepfather?
An effective stepfather really would be one who understands his role as a stepfather. He is not, in most instances, he is not the biological father. So an effective stepfather and a biological father, in order for the situation to be at its most maximum impact, the two fathers that are on the same accord in raising the child.
And
that can be contextual depending upon when that stepfather came into the picture. It really can, because, you know, in order for the, first of all, both fathers had to put their egos aside. You had to put your egos aside, and you had to realize that this is not about me. This is about us raising this child.
Right.
And the biological mother also has to be in accord with both fathers. Oftentimes we'll tell the parents that it is the biological father who should be the one, if he's engaged, if he's the one, if he's there, if he's not an absent father, which he should not be, he should have a strong impact on the discipline role of that child. You want that child to always respect and know who their biological father is, but at the same time, you want that child to respect this stepfather who also has his best interest at heart. I witnessed and I've been involved with fathers who had a son, two fathers, the stepfather and the biological father, and they had a son. They shared a son, literally. And both of them would come to the events of the child. Both of them, when they would have father-son gatherings, both of them were there. And both of them worked towards making sure this young man reached his maximum potential. And both of them had set their egos aside. They were friends. There was no reason for them to be enemies.
Right.
The fact that the mother had chosen to move on, at some point, the two biological parents had decided that we're no longer together. This is no longer what we want. So each person could be free to do and choose whoever he or she wanted to choose, realizing that, you know, this person will be in our lives.
Again, if you've just joined Dr. Judy, the People's Advocate on WCLK, my guest today is Dr. Benjamin Downs, and we are talking about the rights of fathers and as well as fatherhood. Dr. Downs, you've given us some valuable pieces of information regarding fathers, stepfathers. I know that there are some people within our listening audience who may want to know how you can be reached, because there is some more information that I know you can share with the community. Tell us, how can you be reached for, in terms of those, that person who wants to attend one of your workshops or one of your trainings?
Well, you can go to restoringbalancetolife.org. All of our information is there, phone numbers, contact numbers, addresses are there at restoringbalancetolife.org. I can also be reached in at 404-775-9168 if you have any further questions. Our fees are nominal. We are here to help people. We work with you. If you live or reside in one of the various catchment areas, then and you have a child support enforcement case, then the services are actually free, because we work in conjunction with child support enforcement.
That's very interesting. And another question that I have, what about that teenage father? What type of involvement does Restoring Balance to Life have with that teenage father? We cannot forget about that father.
Well, teen fathers who come to us, we get them started early, educating them on legitimation, educating them on co-parenting, and we also encourage them to definitely stay in school. So often young men will have a child and they feel like, well, I need to go out and make money. I need to go out and make money so that I can support my child. No, you need to stay in school so that your earning capacity will increase, so that you can take better care of your child in the future. Speaking from my personal experiences, my first child was born when I was 18 and I was in college. So you have to have a support system. Parents have to be willing to support the child, to support a young parent. but encourage him or her to continue on with their education. So often people feel that a child is the end of their goals, and they should not.
Dr. Downs, is there anything additional you wish to share with the audience?
I would just like to share for all the fathers out there, whether you be wed or unwed, whether you are divorced or are still married, to take the time to spend quality time with your children. You get one shot at this. And if you are in a situation where the relationship is torn, take the time to go to your child and you initiate the repairing of that relationship. Children need their fathers, and they need their fathers throughout life, from as infants, even as they become grown men. The father-child relationship is one of the greatest relationships that you'll ever have.
Dr. Benjamin Downs, thank you for being my guest today on WCOK 91.9, Dr. Judy, the People's Advocate.
Thank you.
As we celebrate Father's Day, let us not forget to recognize and reward the fathers, the dads, for being there and for teaching the important life lessons that Dr. Benjamin Downs shared with us to our children who are the next generation. Thanks for listening today to Dr. Judy, the People's Advocate. You can listen to this program on demand by going to WCLK.com. If you have comments or suggestions for this program, you can reach me at Dr. Judy, the People's Advocate at gmail.com. That's Judy with an I. You can also leave a voicemail on WCLK Community Engagement Line at 404-880-6211. I'm Dr. Judith Crocker Billingsley. Good morning and have a great Father's Day weekend.